Hello? Yeah, you know, there were a bunch of guys that made good plays. So, you know, Shane had a great game. I mean, really, you know, just a huge growing up moment for him. So, very special. And, you know, it was for everybody. There's a lot of guys that made a lot of plays. So, we needed it. It was a good football team, a lot of good players. But we got another one coming in next week. Well, I hope I'm around for a few more years. So, you know, I know this was an important win for our team, and that's, you know, always the number one goal for me.
You talked about mental toughness this week and guys making plays when they were basically made, like Shane Light of like West did. There was a lot of changes that had to happen after the first quarter when you lost two key players.
Yeah.
First, how hard was it to make those adjustments, and how important was it to see those guys rise to the challenge?
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, been the mark of our team. So, you know, we've won 11 to 12. We were down 31-3 at home and battled back. So, you know, I think we're going to be in it. We got a lot of tough guys, mentally tough guys. You know, whatever happens, like what happened on the first play of the game, you know, you got to overcome it. So, made some key plays when we needed to. Shane made them. Wes made them. Brandon made them. So, it was a great effort. Offensive line was awesome, as usual.
So.
I don't know anything about that, so
Tom,
I haven't heard anything.
Thinking back as a kid, you led Joel Montana. I mean, describe now when you did pass your eye. Thinking about it, did you think that would ever happen as a kid when you were just basically looking up to him?
Well, I love playing and I love, you know, competing. I love being a part of this team and this organization and, you know, it's a lot of mentally tough guys, and I think I've just been fortunate to play on some great teams over the years. And, you know, I very much appreciate that, and I never take it for granted, and, you know, I'm always going to try to be the best teammate and leader I could possibly be.
Tom, in the back of your mind, is there any disappointment whatsoever in that multiplayer versus Manning again in the
Well, you know, I think the two best teams are in the finals, so, I mean, Baltimore certainly deserves to be here. And so do we. So it was very fitting. We played them early in the year. They got us. You know, we blew a pretty big lead there at the end. But, you know, we're going to have to play our best game this week.
Seems a little subdued. Is your mind already clicked forward a little bit?
I'm tired, man. There's a lot of emotional energy spent. I mean, it's, you know, a big buildup to the week, and we had 4 days of practice. And, you know, you're up and you're down, you're up and you're down. And I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. Sure. Yeah, I mean, we had a whole plan built, you know, for him and for Woody. And, you know, we run the first series of the game, and, you know, all those plans change. So, you know, I think a little bit was, you know, what are we going to do now? How are we going to adjust? But, you know, we seemed to settle in there midway through the first quarter and put together a pretty good game. So, you know, obviously it's a bummer to lose anybody. But someone of Rob's importance or Danny's importance, you know, we need guys to step in and fill the void, you know, whether it's this game or, you know, any game hereafter.
Can you actually change the plan that you had in place, or did you really just do what you were going to do with just the different guys, you know, replacing Danny and Rob?
Well, there's adjustments. I mean, you, like I said, you know, we have certain plays for certain guys, and, you know, Rob and Danny are a big part of the plan, but, you know, that's what Josh does best. I mean, he gets guys in the best position to make plays and always comes up with a way to adapt and scheme things up and third down and red area, and there's no one better in the league. So, last question, I'm going home.
What are the expectations? You know, it seems like not that there was a quick whistle, right? Late in the game, Steven really still fighting for the yard.
Yeah.
They said forward progress. What was the explanation? Most you could say.
Yeah. I wasn't happy.
That's
you know, he wasn't happy either, but, you know, that's part of the game. He's a good official. I mean, all the best officials are working this weekend. So I think it's just the heat of the moment, and, you know, I get excited. But, yeah, it's always good. So thanks, guys.